Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to chair 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in Delhi today. Rashtrapati Bhavan to auction selected gift items received by presidents through e-Upahar portal next month. India's forex reserves surge by $4 billion to hit fresh record high of $670.86 billion. India and US signed cultural property agreement for retrieving stolen Indian artifacts. Olympic Games 2024 get underway with dazzling opening ceremony along Seine River in Paris. And in men's cricket, India to take on host Sri Lanka in first T20 international of the three-match series in Palakkad this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's meeting is Viksit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. The meeting will discuss the approach paper for the vision document on Viksit Bharat. Niti Aayog said, the Governing Council meeting aims to foster participative governance and collaboration between the centre and state governments, enhancing the quality of life of both rural and urban populations. The Prime Minister is the chairperson of Niti Aayog. Other attendees will include chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories, union ministers as ex-officio members and special invitees, and the vice chairman and members of Niti Aayog. Speaking to reporters last evening, Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai said he has come to Delhi to attend the Niti Aayog meeting.
Niti Aayog ka meeting hai. देश के यशस्वी प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी नीति आयोग के चेयरमैन हैं उनकी अध्यक्षता में बैठक होना है और हम लोग छत्तीसगढ़ से आए हैं
टॉकिंग टू मीडिया आफ्टर अराइविंग इन दिल्ली टू टेक पार्ट इन द मीटिंग गोवा चीफ मिनिस्टर प्रमोद सावंत सेड ही विल प्रेजेंट द डिमांड्स एंड इश्यूज ऑफ गोवा बिफोर द नीति आयोग
डेफिनेटली नीति आयोग में डिफरेंट इश्यूज स्टेट के डिस्कस होते हैं इसी तरह से गोवा के भी जो इश्यूज है गोवा की जो डिमांड्स है वो नीति आयोग के सामने रखेंगे और उसके बाद में चीफ मिनिस्टर कॉन्फ्रेंस में ऑलवेज सीएम टेक्स द रिव्यू ऑफ द 13 फ्लैगशिप प्रोग्राम्स
Prime Minister Modi has shared Budget 2024 blueprint on the Namo app that aims to explain various government announcements, schemes and new initiatives around job creation and skilling in a simpler way. In a post on social media platform X, Mr. Modi said that Budget 2024 aims to create jobs with new employment-linked incentive schemes, build a stronger workforce and enable job creators. He said through skilling initiatives, in-house education promotion and innovation support, it sets the stage for a thriving and skilled Bharat. One can go through the Budget 2024 blueprint in the WhatsApp It section on the Namo app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his counterparts from South Korea, Singapore, Indonesia and Malaysia in Vientiane, the capital of Laos PDR, yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar is in Vientiane to take part in the foreign ministers' meetings under the ASEAN framework in the format of the ASEAN-India East Asia Summit and ASEAN Regional Forum. Rashtrapati Bhavan will auction selected gift items next month presented to the President and former Presidents on various occasions through an online portal called e-Upahar. The portal was launched by President Draupadi Murmu on the completion of 2 years of her presidency. In the first phase, around 250 exquisite gifts will be auctioned. The bidding will be open from the 5th to the 26th of next month. After the conclusion of the bidding period, the items will be delivered to the highest bidders. Interested persons can place their bids on portal upahar.rashtrapatibhavan.gov.in. The aim of this initiative is not only to increase citizen engagement, but also to support a noble cause. All proceeds from the auction will be donated to help children in need. The gift items up for auction will be available for public viewing at Rashtrapati Bhavan Museum. India's foreign exchange or forex reserves rose to all-time high of $670.86 billion for the third consecutive week as on the 19th of July. According to the data released by RBI, the reserve surged by $4 billion during the week. In the preceding 2 weeks, the forex reserves rose by a cumulative $14.9 billion. India's current account deficit declined to $23.2 billion, or 0.7% of the GDP, during 2023-24. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts. India and the US have signed a cultural property agreement to repatriate stolen Indian artifacts from the US. Under the agreement, both countries will work together to also prevent and prohibit illicit trade, import, export, and trafficking of archaeological and ethnological materials. This is India's first ever cultural property agreement with the US. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat termed the signing as historic and said that it will strengthen the partnership between the two nations, fostering intercultural growth.
This signing of repatriation agreement has been done. This is going to pave a path for smoother repatriation of the cultural properties which have gone illegally to the other countries, and specifically to the United States, to our country. And further, it is going to pave path for this type of similar agreements and arrangements with the other countries also.
Meanwhile, U.S.'s ambassador to India, Eric Garcetti, said that this is an important step to give India its due share on becoming U.S.'s 30th bilateral cultural property agreement partner. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has officially declared her candidacy for the presidential elections by signing the necessary forms. In a social media post, Ms. Harris reiterated that she would work hard to earn every vote. U.S. presidential election, to be held on the 5th of November, will see Ms. Harris as the Democratic nominee following U.S. President Joe Biden's endorsement. Former U.S. President Barack Obama also publicly endorsed Ms. Harris for the U.S. presidential post after Joe Biden exited the race recently. India has assumed the chair of the Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, or ADPC. The Union Home Ministry said that ADPC is an autonomous international organization focused on cooperation and implementation of disaster risk reduction and building climate resilience in Asia and the Pacific region. Rajendra Singh, a member of the National Disaster Management Authority, has taken over the chair of ADPC from China for the year 2024-25 in Bangkok, Thailand. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over central Maharashtra, Marathwada, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha, Konkan, South Interior Karnataka and Goa today. The weather agency has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in Mumbai this weekend. Yellow alert has been issued for Palghar and Raigarh districts, and an orange alert has been issued for Thane and Ratnagiri districts. Heavy rainfall is also estimated over Saurashtra, Kutch and some parts of Gujarat till Monday. IMD said that heavy rainfall is also likely over Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and Gilgit till Monday. On completion of 10 years of the MyGov platform, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has complimented all those who have enriched this platform and shared their valuable insights as well as inputs. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, over the last decade, MyGov has emerged as a vibrant forum for participative and good governance. The nation is paying tributes to former President and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his 9th death anniversary today. He died on this day in 2015. Dr. Abdul Kalam is also known as the Missile Man of India. He played a crucial role in India's space and missile development program. Another batch of 1,771 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. All of these 772 pilgrims left for Baltal Base Camp and 999 for Pehelgam Base Camp, from where they will proceed for their further journey to the Holy Cave. On to sports now. The biggest sporting event in the world, 2024 Olympic Games, got underway at Paris in France last night with a vibrant and colourful opening ceremony along the Seine River. Here is a report from our correspondent.
So it was after a century that the citizens of France witnessed the Olympic torch arrive in Paris. A symbol of unity and peace, the Olympic torch was carried by a star-studded cast that included actress Salma Hayek and rapper Snoop Dogg. Around 10,500 athletes from over 200 countries announced their arrival in Paris on the River Seine, much to the delight of thousands of sports lovers who made their presence felt in the city of love, fashion and sports. Paris 2024 made history by becoming the first ever city to hold the opening ceremony outside a stadium. Lady Gaga opened the ceremony and sang a song dedicated to the French people and their love for art and music. A wonderful water curtain welcomed all the athletes, which were led by the contingent from Greece. The Indian contingent, consisting of 117 athletes, sailed to a huge row from the crowd. Two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu and table tennis legend Sharad Kamal were the proud flag bearers. John Lennon's Imagine came alive at the 33rd Olympiad, performed by Juliet Armani. One of the loudest cheers was for the two legends from the world of sports when the World Cup winning former French captain Zinedine Zidane handed over the torch to the Spanish tennis legend Rafael Nadal. It was surely an evening to remember in Paris. Savio De Narona for Akashvani.
On the commencement of the mega quadrennial event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conveyed his best wishes to the Indian contingent. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every athlete is India's pride. He hoped that they all will shine and embody the true spirit of sportsmanship, inspiring the countrymen with their exceptional performances. After a stunning start to the Paris Olympics, the focus will now shift on today's sporting events. The Indian contingent has some big events coming their way today in shooting, rowing, badminton, tennis, table tennis, hockey and boxing. Indian rower Balraj Pawar will compete in the men's singles sculls heat 1 event this afternoon. In shooting, pair of Ilavanil Valarivan and Sandeep Singh, as well as duo Ramita Jindal and Arjun Babuta, will compete in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team qualification round. Arjun Singh Chima and Sarabjot Singh will be in action in 10-meter air pistol men's qualification round. In tennis, the Indian combination of Rohan Bopanna and Sriram Balaji will play in the first round of men's doubles match this afternoon. In badminton, ace shuttler Lakshya Sen will compete in group stage match of men's singles this evening. In the men's doubles, India's top pair of Sattvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty will be playing in their opening match this evening. In table tennis, Harmeet Desai will start his campaign in the men's singles event in the preliminary round. In hockey, Indian men's team will take on New Zealand in their opening Pool B match tonight. In boxing, Preeti Pawar will be up against Vietnam's Vo Thi Kim An in the women's 54kg round of 32 clash later tonight. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with host Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of three-match series at Palikele this evening. After retirement of Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli and Ravindra Jadeja from the shortest format and farewell of Rahul Dravid, now under a new captain in Surya Kumar Yadav and a new head coach in Gautam Gambhir, India are formally kick-starting their next era. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Saira. Dailies have covered different stories on their front pages today, and tributes to brave hearts on Kargil Vijay Diwas is covered widely across papers. Kargil at 25, Modi hails heroes, strongly backs Agnipath plan, writes Hindustan Times, while the Pioneer writes, Modi warns Pakistan on terrorism. Supreme Court stays on order to shops on Kavad Yatra route, writes the Hindu. Financial Express reports, markets recoup losses, benchmark equities log 8th week of gains. The Economic Times writes, budget over, bulls back, faster, higher, stronger. And in a landmark development, the mound burial system of the Ahom dynasty in Assam, known as Moidams, has been included in the UNESCO World Heritage List. The Statesman writes, Ahom dynasty's Moidams earn UNESCO World Heritage status. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi to chair 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in Delhi today. Rashtrapati Bhavan to auction selected gift items received by presidents through e-Upahar portal next month. India's forex reserve surged by $4 billion to hit fresh record high of $670.86 billion. India and US signed cultural property agreement for retrieving stolen Indian artifacts. Olympics 2024 get underway with dazzling opening ceremony along Seine River in Paris. And in men's cricket, India to take on host Sri Lanka in first T20 international in Palikele this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.